Yo, I'm in a blizzard. It's crazy out here. I didn't have to go anywhere today, so I just getting up now. It's like noon, and the snow is going fucking shit house. Oh, and I just realized yesterday for the past, or I just realized now, there was like for the past couple of weeks I'm dyslexic. So, I fuck shit up. Like, the numbering of these episodes. I thought it was like we were in the 200s still. We're 331. I, like, switched the numbers one day from, like, the three and the two. So it was like 220. Or, I mean, it was like two. Whatever the fuck. What day was it? I did it on. I think I did it on the 27th. It made it 234 instead of 324. And that just every day I fucked up the numbers from then. And then, so I thought I was in the. Anyway, we're 331. I switched those numbers back. I don't know if it shows up in iTunes or what. But we're 34 more episodes. And I'm at least taking a week off. And we'll see what happens after that. I've got like a month. Yeah, I don't know what the. I'm supposed to be in Long Island this weekend, but, everything. I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen with all this shit. It's like mad cold and just all this snow, and it's supposed to be like 0 degrees tomorrow. But if you could come out, it'll be helpful. I think it's gonna be tough. All right. What's going on in the news? Dude, I don't even know how to process all this Trump shit from yesterday. I don't even talk about it like specifically, but it is fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. If you haven't read the Michael Wolff excerpt from his book that's in New York Magazine online. I think that's. When are we going to stop calling magazines magazines and just get rid of the magazine? I guess some people like it. I can't imagine buying, like, picking up a magazine. Seems ridiculous. Carry it around with me? Have it delivered to your house? It's like it's but if you look at that, just read that excerpt. It's craziness. Let's man, and there was an earthquake, 3.5 magnitude. That's what that is. Earthquake southeast of Berkeley, California. I don't know if a 4.5. I don't. I don't know if earthquakes are what they are, like what a 4.5er is. I guess if it was big, I would have learned about it. AP news break: U.S. to end policy that let legal pot flourish. What's going on? What? Here. You really want people to hate you? You fucking. Jeff Sessions, you worry about marijuana, the biggest problem in the fucking country. You fucking big-eared doofus. But it's not gonna go back, idiot. People are making money. People are making money. It doesn't go back. You fucking that guy. How old is he? He's like 100. Why are you worrying about this shit? Go play with grandkids or something, dude. Why all these dudes, they're so old, and they just want to fucking, they still don't chill. They still have no perspective. It's so fucking, like, I don't think that old people should get out of legislation, but you think, or whatever, do what you do. But you think, oh, they have a little perspective on the world. They have some knowledge. The ones that stick around got zero. They're still just fucking fighting for power because you could become the president at fucking 90, and they still think they're gonna fucking pull it off. So they're just grabbing whatever power they can so they can go, they can fucking have a heart attack on the White House shitter. I don't fucking know. Man wrongly taken into custody, forced to take antipsychotic drugs, given $50 gift card as apology. Why even give the gift card? Say you didn't do anything wrong. If you're not going to give like a real fucking monetary sum, where did this happen? This is a Meadville. I don't know where that is, but it sounds like I guess it's somewhere in New York. Not in the city. It's got to be like Westchester or Long Island or something. What was the gift card for? That's what I want to find out. Not all gift cards are equal. $50 gift card to like, let's say, like Applebee's. That ain't even going to get two dinners, you know? But a $50 gift card to, I don't know what I would want a $50 gift card to. Amazon. Then you get like pretty much any, you can get something. $50 at Amazon's pretty good. Or subsidize something else. I hope it's an Amazon, but they don't really say what the gift card is. Well, excuse me. $50 gift card. Oh, to a steakhouse. Oh, man. What's that going to get him? It's probably a shitty steakhouse, too, because they don't even say the name. North Korea accidentally hit one of its own cities with a missile, report says. Man, living in North Korea must really be a drag. How lucky are you that you weren't born in North Korea? I think I can't believe my luck. I guess chances are you're not born in North Korea. They don't have a lot of people, but it could have happened. Whatever it is that like fucking pops your consciousness into a baby. Could have happened there, but it didn't. So you can listen to podcasts and you don't have to talk about the Supreme later. Powerball jackpot surpasses $500 million mark with no winning tickets sold. I guess I gotta get in on this Powerball. I tell you, if I won the Powerball, I'd still do this show. I would make the I would build a studio and do this show every day for you few people that listen, and I still wouldn't. Maybe I would just put up billboards all over the country and buy like television ads everywhere, and it would be like the most famous podcast. It'd be like, yeah, and then everybody, why is everybody, this podcast is so bad, but it's being advertised everywhere. I guess I gotta listen to it, and I'll get a bunch of listeners. It just cost me a few $1 million, but I got fucking $500 million. I could spend $500 million. You figure you get, let's just say you end up walking away from that $200 million. I'll spend 20 on my fucking podcast, and then I'll just crush every other podcast with my shitty. People are like, why is he at us? It's not fair. It's America, baby. I bought it. I bought my success. I gotta go buy the ticket first. And it's a blizzard. But the bodegas will still be open. They never close. I guarantee you, that's the great thing about the blizzard. I don't have to stock up on food. I'm gonna go downstairs, walk to the corner, and buy some shit. Right now, it'll be open. Big Nick's will probably be open too. I could sit down in a restaurant if I wish. FCC chairman Ajit Pai cancels CES appearance a week before show. Oh, too bad. Yeah, don't show up in public, you fucking dick. you dickhole. Tina, what do you think? People are going to be happy to see you? Why would you even think? What a fucking... This is just me reading a news story and calling people fucking dickholes. That's what this show has become. Officer accused of eating edibles in 2016 Santa Ana pot shop raid, charged with stealing food, smashing shop's cameras. Says, dude, just you're in California. There's edibles everywhere. Why are they I talk too much about the legalization of marijuana, but it's always in the news because this is Reddit, of course. And, you know, it's like, but it's funny that the cop got caught eating edibles and only got charged stealing food. Washington State sues Motel 6 for sharing guest lists with ICE. Why would they do that? I don't even understand. Like, why would you, as a Motel 6, say, you know what, we gotta, because you don't. It's against the law in the state of Washington to do that. I guess because they're a bigger chain, they felt the pressure. They want to be on the good list. They don't want their. I don't know anything about Motel 6, but as a chain, but maybe they don't want their. The staff of other locations to be looked into. Yeah, sometimes you go to hotels and, you know, I mean, I don't know if the... But Washington State is suing them. What happens if they win? Do they get Motel 6? Is it then gonna... Why did they pick the number? I guess it was some marketing thing. A team was like, listen, you're just going to be called Motel and a number. And we've got it down to like 6, 7, and 8. That's what we're thinking. Somebody, there's one crazy guy in the office who wants to call it 2,351, but we fired him. What do you think? And then the whoever the CEO of the company is just like, let's go with 6. That's how I imagine that meeting going down. All right, I gotta sit here and watch the news or something and see what's going on with the weather. Because nothing better about blizzard than sitting and watching the local news and seeing them talk about all the accidents and when it's gonna stop. And then the mayor comes on and he has a press conference. He's wearing a windbreaker to make himself look like he's out there shoveling or something. So, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.